One another, unity. By the way, the one anotherness is really what the teaching of the triune God is. We have the three rings up here to signify what we believe in the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the teaching in the church is that we have one God, three persons, but what's really behind that is that we have this God that's practicing unity. And Jesus is praying these words in the beginning of John chapter 17. You know, he's displaying this amazing unity between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Father never promotes himself. You're not going to find it in the Bible. But you know what the Father does? The Father points to the Son. When Jesus is baptized, the Father said, "This is my Son with whom I'm well pleased." And the Father points the finger to the Holy Spirit. Follow the Holy Spirit. He will guide you in the way and keep you in the faith. Jesus. Jesus never promoted himself. He'd be very poor in social media. He never promoted himself. Never wanted a big following. But do you know what Jesus did do? He pointed the way to the Father. Pray to the Father, he said. And he promised the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Consoler, the Counselor. He's coming. And the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit's main job in the teaching of the Christian church is not to bring charismatic gifts so that you can be a wild individual and do whatever you want. No. The Holy Spirit's main job is to point to Jesus Christ, to point to God the Father. Islam says the greatest weakness of Christianity is that it has three persons in the triune God. But you know what? Today we recognize, and you'll see this in the Sundays coming here at Peace on Holy Trinity Sunday, the greatest strength of Christianity is the union and the Trinity, because from it we see perfection. From it we see how a Father, Son, and Holy Spirit don't self-promote themselves, but they speak well about one another and they work together in perfect union. And my friends, we need some of that today. By the way, research shows, studies show, life experience shows, that one anotherness will bring happiness into your life. Scientifically proven. A bunch of scientists got together and put MRI scanners on the heads of people. You may have heard about this study about 5 years ago. And they told these individuals that they were going to give away money to charity. And you know what happened in their brains? They measured it when they were told they were giving money to charity. The pleasure part of their brain just went off like a red light, like they were at a arcade game or they were at Disneyland. The conclusion of the study was this: we are happiest when we give and help and form unity with other people. A recent study by psychologists boiled down happiness to three factors, and two of the three factors have to do with helping one another. Factor number one, for someone, the happiest people in life, the study said, are people that bond with their family and friends. The happiest people are people that nurture relationships, is what the study said. The second factor, the psychologist said, the second factor for happy people are those people who help coworkers and even strangers. Unity. Helping others. Now it's true, front door and back door, just as we oftentimes forget about the back door and just go through the front door and don't even think another thing about the back door, we have to watch it in our lives with happiness. We don't always want to go through that front door. We want to seek Jesus' back door approach. The world is not going to agree. It's going to give you more messages like this. Max your credit card. Have fun. That's not going to work. Have plastic surgery and change the way you look. It's not a guarantee that that's going to go well. Change your job. Change the city that you live in. Change all sorts of things. Then it'll bring you happiness. No, it won't. That's why we approach it from the back door. That's why Jesus prayed this prayer. Holy Father, keep them in your name, keep them in your name, which you have given to me, that they may be one, as we are one. Amen.